Welcome to the Mosh Pit, your home for unsigned punk, rock, and metal artists, where your music goes to be heard.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Haley, aka the Sound Chick, on the Mosh Pit. And guess what? Today, I'm gonna be the one getting interviewed. How wacky is that? The interviewer becomes the interviewee. Well, if you want to know about the crazy life of, you know, Sound Chick, keep listening. If not, then are you a real headbanger? Are you? I'm just playing. Keep listening. You won't regret it.
Stay a while.
So how did you come up with the name Soundchick?
Coming up with the name Soundchick was actually one of the hardest parts for me in creating my business. The first thing that I ever did was actually create all the copy content for my website back when I started it when I was very, very young. And then I came up with the name last. I remember it like it was yesterday though. My mom, me and my uncle were all sitting in the same room and we were going through hundreds of names to try to find the best one that fit the brand and the identity of what I wanted to do. And Soundchick was the one that actually fit the best for that situation.
So who inspired you to have a career in the music industry?
Music in general actually inspired me to create Soundchick. Music has always been a really big part of my life, and I've used it to get through a lot of dark times in my life, and I still use it for that same outlet. Metal and EDM were the two genres that really helped me, and I feel like metal deserves a lot of love. You know, this genre receives a lot of negative backlash and a lot of negative stereotypes. When people look at me, they don't think that I would listen to metal. They usually think that I would listen to an artist or group like One Direction or Miley Cyrus, when in all reality, I'm just a headbanger. But that's really why I wanted to get into it, was because you could literally be anybody listening to metal and totally rocking out. It doesn't matter who you are, what you've been through. You can still rock out to some good tunes. And I personally wanted to help the genre. I wanted to bring light to it, and I wanted people to see how good it can be for a community.
I know research is a big part of what we do as podcasters. How much time and effort do you put into your research before an interview?
So it depends on the situation. I can usually do an interview on the fly, like when I go to concerts and I just grab a band member at their merchandise tent, I can usually pull off an interview on the fly. But if I have a little bit more time, I usually spend several hours to several days researching before I come up with the interview. But I'm really grateful for the skills that I've learned as a journalist. I've learned to be adaptable to any situation I'm given. So I can spend a lot of time on it, or I can pull off a really good interview on the fly.
You call me what you want.
So editing is also a very big part of what we do. What is your editing process, and what's the worst part of what you do?
I personally really like the editing process of what I do. I wouldn't say that it's the worst part of my job, though. I would say that securing interviews is by far the most difficult thing of what I do, but the editing process doesn't take me that long. It really depends on the piece that I'm doing, but it might take me a couple of hours to maybe a day. I did just edit my entire website, and that took 2 weeks, but I changed my logo, I changed the background, I did a lot of stuff that made it more modernized and more appealing to viewers now, so that obviously took a lot more time than a typical interview, review, or editorial piece that I would normally do would take.
What is the most rewarding part of being Soundcheck?
The most rewarding part of Soundcheck is probably meeting the people that I get to work with. I've developed friendships that I've had for several years out of doing this, and I'm really grateful for that because I've met some really great people along the way. All of what I do, though, is super rewarding. It makes me happy to write about music in general because that's one of my biggest passions, but by far, meeting the people that I have is definitely one of the most rewarding things that I've accomplished while working with Soundcheck.
Thank you. How often do you request interviews from bands? And what is the ratio from exception to rejection?
I've learned to accept that not every band is going to want to be interviewed or work with me, so I handle it pretty well. In the beginning, when I first started, it was a completely different story. I got very upset because these were obviously bands that I had looked up to for a very long time, so I obviously wanted to get to know them. Now, I understand that a band is a business, and you're going to obviously want to work with people who are going to be the best possible thing for you at that time, and I truly believe in waiting for the best things in life. So if I have to wait another 5 years before I can interview Green Day, then that's fine. I'll wait, because in the end, it'll be worth it. In terms of ratio difference between acceptance and rejection, it just kind of depends on the bands that I'm trying to get, though. Local and newer bands are usually more likely to do an interview rather than big name bands like Amity Affliction or Attila. So it just kind of depends on the type of band that I'm really going after.
How do you deal with that rejection if it's more than the acceptance rate?
If I'm lucky, a band or an artist will reach out to me first, but I usually end up messaging up to 3 bands or artists a week asking for interviews or some sort of a collaboration, whether that be an editorial piece or a review of their work. It really just depends on the week and the particular path that I'm wanting to take for that week.
is the craziest thing you've ever done for an interview with a band?
I think the craziest thing I've ever done for an interview was sneak backstage a couple of times to try and grab the band members there. But other than that, it's pretty straightforward. I either grab the member by their merchandise tent at live shows or I reach out to them in advance. However, it wasn't for an interview, but the craziest thing I did to meet a band member was sneak into a disease conference, pretending that I had this disease when I knew I didn't, and meeting Austin Carlisle from Of Mice and Men. It was a really great experience for me. I'll never forget it for the rest of my life. I ended up breaking down crying when I saw him, but he actually took me into the corner and we did breathing exercises together, so I thought that was a really cool experience for me. And when I told him everything that I had done to actually meet him, he thought it was really cool and he thought that it was really gutsy. But I mean, music makes you do crazy things, and I regret none of the things that I've done for music.
I'm sure you're told some pretty wild and crazy things from artists. Is there anything that you've omitted from the write-up of an interview just because of your moral compass?
So the first interview that I did for Soundcheck, actually, I omitted something from it. I interviewed Michael Swank from Micah Relocate, and he actually told me in depth the monetary amount that each band member makes on a tour and how much that they have been making and how much that they actually work to survive in this world. And I omitted that from my write-up because I didn't want people to react negatively to it. I think now that I'm older and I've learned more things, I would have kept it in there because I think that that would have made the interview more powerful. But in the beginning, I felt like it could potentially bring something negative to the band, and I didn't want that to happen for them because he was looking for the interview, and I know that he told his fans to look for the interview. So I didn't want to publish anything negative about him or the band members on tour, but I definitely think I would have included it now.
You know, here at the Mosh Pit, the way we've been doing things is we've been actually sending the questions out so they have a little bit of a heads up before the actual interview. Do you do that with any of your bands? Like, do you prep them beforehand or do you just go in for it?
Ideally, I would prep the bands ahead of time before the interview. Usually, I have about a week in between the time I ask the artist until the day that I interview them. So, usually a day or two before the interview, I will usually send along the questions so that they can prepare themselves for the interview. But if I do the interview on the fly, like at a live show that I'm just randomly getting, then obviously I don't prep the artist for them.
So outside of broadcast and journalism, do you have any other passions?
So I actually have a lot of different passions in life. Music is the biggest by far, but I really like video games and I like to read comics and I do a lot of pottery too. Sometimes my pottery includes collaborating with like video game designs and stuff. So I think my most favorite piece was when I created coasters with all of the Kingdom Hearts symbols on them. As you can see, I'm a very creative person. I have always used really nerdy and geeky things as an outlet for me.
Thank you for sitting in on this interview, Haley, Miss Soundchick. Where can our listeners find more about you and what you do?
I'm most active on my Facebook and Instagram site for people to learn about Soundchick news and updates. So for Facebook, it is Soundchick Reviews, and for Instagram, it's at Trippy Headbanger. If you don't want to go to either of those sites, you can obviously go to my main site, which would be www.thesound-chick.com. All of those sites would have the best information and updates on what I'm doing with Soundchick.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, the Sound Chick here. If you're interested in reading up more of my interviews or music reviews that I do, follow me on my social media on Twitter or Instagram at RealSoundChick. This is a great place to see all of my updates, so definitely check it out there. In the meantime, rock on, my dudes.
Mosh Studios, the Mosh Pit Podcast. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in the Mosh Pit belong solely to the author, and not necessarily to the organization, committee, or other group or individual. Any questions, concerns, or comments can be emailed to themoshpit@stereosoundrecords.com. Ah!